Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
CBS Island World, I'm John Batchelor, reporting. Russia, this week, conducted nuclear strike drills overseen by President Vladimir Putin. This is from Geopolitical Futures from the News. The drills involved the test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile from the Kura test site in Russia's Far East and a ballistic missile from a nuclear-powered submarine in the Barents Sea and cruise missiles also launched from Tu-95MS long-range aircraft. The exercise came after Russia's upper house of parliament voted on during the week to revoke the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. I welcome Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, to comment on Russia's provocative week about nuclear weapons. At the same time, a new study emerging from a congressional commission divided very evenly between the partisans, America's Strategic Posture, now available, everyone can find it, the final report of the Congressional Commission on the Strategic Posture of the United States. Henry, a very good evening to you. The Russians are provoking with nuclear weapons. We know from reporting that the People's Republic of China have built many, many silos in their northwest and are said to have, at this point, capability of more warheads launched with the MIRV mechanisms than the U.S. I don't know, it's incomplete reporting, but in any event, they're building a nuclear arsenal. The challenge, I understand, is that during the Cold War, it was binary. It was America has nukes, Russia has nukes, standoff. Now it's not. It's been described to me as a three-sided chess game. So I come to this new report and its recommendations. A very good evening to you. I'll go to the first recommendation, spending money. The estimate is that the rearming and reawakening and rebuilding of the nuclear arsenal for the U.S. with its responsibility for the umbrella over our allies will cost 5% of the combined Department of Defense and Department of Energy budget. Is that unimaginable? To your understanding, Henry, is that utopian? Is that never, never, never spending that kind of money? Good evening to you.
Good evening. No, it's not utopian, but it's not. It's a placebo. In other words, if it was just a matter of spending, the problem that we're facing would be pretty simple. You just do more of something. I don't think that's our problem. It's worse than that. Also, you know, feeding the Department of Energy, which has an enormously negative performance trajectory in producing warheads or, for that matter, anything else, and working with the folks making long-range missiles like the major contractors, all of their programs, and including the submarines, nuclear submarines, all of these programs keep falling behind. They're going over budget. So, sure, you can spend more money, but I don't think that's a complete rejoinder or thought, because you may be spending on things that won't come on time, number one. And number two, I'm not sure we're spending on the right things.
All right, let me go to an example, just, you know, a raw number, all right? Example, the B-52 fleet, a plane almost as old as me. Okay, it's a beautiful machine. Everybody likes it. The Jimmy Stewart movie in the 1950s is a favorite of mine, Strategic Air Command. However, what we now have is to my learning, B-52 fleet that is not equipped to carry nuclear weapons. We disarmed its nuclear capability some time ago. So the recommendation is to rearm its ability to carry nuclear weapons. Do you agree?
Well, yeah, again, fine. That will carry you only so far, though. And I don't think very far. It looks to me like something that you do out of desperation because you don't have enough bombers. And so, okay, but you can't hold on to those, you know, forever. I mean, those bombers, are decades, many decades old. And so, you know, yeah, since we don't have many, we can reconvert those things back. But keep in mind, you're going to need those also for conventional bombing as well. So it's a stopgap. In other words, okay, you get, you know, one cheer out of three for that. It's not a major move. Let's just put it that way.
My understanding of why bombers remain in the thinking about a nuclear war is that you can recall them. And that is untrue of a missile or even of a submarine that is outside of communication.
No one's questioning that you should have an air arm. It's that because we can't make enough new ones quickly enough, they're resorting to taking old ones and converting them. It suggests something other than a bold move. It suggests, we need to do something. It's a stopgap. There you go.
All right, let's move to another recommendation, a national missile defense, something that was highly controversial during the first Cold War. Is it necessary? Is it practical to commit ourselves to that?
Spending more on active defenses is going to be necessary as the ports that have our Navy and particularly our nuclear submarines and our ICBM fields, which we've chosen to hold on to and which were built decades ago and are static. The missiles don't move, are all vulnerable. So you're going to need some active defenses, no question. The bigger question, though, is, and they don't get into it in the commission report enough, is what do you do to reduce the demand for active defenses by having passive defenses for these things? To what extent is that possible? Decoys, making things move, deploying weapons that you'd want to knock out on a variety of platforms so that, you know, you have to worry about every ship container or every train container might have something in it that you have to target. And, you know, they don't talk about that. So knowing how much national defense and where could have used more discussion.
The report itself is comprehensive, and it addresses one other issue that I'll do my best. It's called the always never rule. They always have to work, and they never can work when you don't want them to. That's a way of talking about upgrading and rebuilding and making certain what we have in the arsenal works. And my understanding is that that will require underground testing. That would be highly controversial going forward, and yet we're facing a new conflict with people who are not inhibited from testing right now, especially China. There's no treaty there whatsoever. Can we test again? Are we ready to test again?
I'm very skeptical based on my discussions with a handful of weapons designers out at Livermore. Testing is more theater than it is engineering or science. We have codes to design new weapons. We have plenty of weapons effect information. I mean, we tested 1,000 times, and, you know, we have a lot of information and a lot of computing capability. I am skeptical that spending several billion dollars, because it's that expensive to have an explosion, is a wise investment. I think it's a distraction. The command and control and its resiliency is a separate matter in my mind, and or at least it ought to be in the minds of people asking questions. They're right. That needs to be more robust. I'm not at all convinced that testing or not testing is going to make that much difference to the solution to that problem. That problem has a lot to do with encryption. It has an awful lot to do with command posts that are not vulnerable to being knocked out. I suspect that the least of it is going to be addressed by any effects testing.
And testing as a controversial subject, it's not, I don't think it's been a conversation in this country since the 1960s, correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, they ended testing in the United States in the early 90s.
The controversy was in the open air. That's what I recall. There was a nuclear test.
Well, no, it went further than that. Underground testing was stopped in the early 90s. The testing in the open air, in fairness even to our worst enemies, has not occurred. I mean, the North Koreans do not test in the atmosphere, at least not yet. So that's not the issue. It's whether you get into doing full yield explosions or not. As I say, my understanding from the conversations I've had with several weapons designers is they don't need it. It's a distraction. I think they need to explain much more fully why we need to test. And if they can make the case, fine. But just presuming that we need to do it, I think, is probably a mistake.
I'm speaking to Henry Sokolsky. He's the executive director of Secure the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. We're talking about a new report that's just come out from a bipartisan commission, America's Strategic Posture, which is a polite way of saying nuclear weapons. We're going to turn to a list of things that the report does not address directly that I've learned from Henry over the months are critical to understand a nuclear threat from anyone, but at the same time, what is important to talk about, not just strategic nuclear weapons, but tactical nuclear weapons and their deployments and other bad actors with nuclear weapons. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never-tested-on-animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.